Hi, I'm Dee Dee Halleck. I work with Deep Dish Television and the Independent Media Center, and I'm here talking to Chris Simpson, who actually has been a big hero of mine. He wrote a great book called Blowback years ago about the kind of importation of Nazis after the Second World War. He also did a really good book called Science of Coercion, which looks at the whole PR industry and how it kind of became part of the national security state. And his most recent book is with the New Press, and it's called University and Empire, and it's about the impact of the Cold War on social science. So, Chris, what do you think about this inauguration? Here we are.
I think it's a fascinating spectacle, you know. You can watch it and dissect it as it unfolds. And a couple things. One is first of all, the reliance of the broadcasters on pool feeds. So you see the same image coming out of almost every station that's covering this.
Very patriotic, I must say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
lots of flags.
I haven't seen quite so many flags since the Gulf War. And with much the same music and the same atmosphere and the same kind of whipped-up patriotism. Yesterday, George W. Bush walking out to a trumpet. It's called a trumpet voluntary. You know, trumpet at the foot of Abraham Lincoln, talking about how he was going to try to follow in Abraham Lincoln's shoes. And you know, I knew Abraham Lincoln, and George W. Bush is no Abraham Lincoln. You know,
actually, I heard that all the Congressional Black Caucus is staying away from the inauguration. That they wanted to have some black faces up on the platform, but there's a boycott going on. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. And there's demonstrations in Florida and in a number of other cities. It seems to me that there's at least three things going on simultaneously. One is that you've got this spectacle of how Bush and his new administration is presented to the people who are watching television. And second, you have this spectacular presentation of supposed life is breaking down. People take it less seriously. They don't believe it. They can see through it. And then there's a counter trend to try to contain or to this breakdown or to weave it back together again, to hold it back together again. And that process is less and less successful. One of the ways that you can see how the process works is really quite simple. You turn on the television set and watch, CNN or one of the news feeds, and then you flip around the dial and you watch the MASH reruns or whatever's on the other channels. And the extent to which the techniques of presentation are the same all across the dial are really remarkable. And once you've looked a few times, it becomes pretty obvious.
I was struck with how many of the ads looked just like the content. There were a lot of patriotic ads today, and actually there was even one that had like demonstrators being arrested, and it was for some kind of .com. It was like they kind of basically appropriate the whole image of demonstrations into the advertising.
Sure, absolutely. Another example of that same kind of trend is watching the other night, and they had David Bowie's song Changes, which is a good song, and they were selling automobile insurance or some darn thing. I forget what it was being used to sell, but that's the same process of appropriation of rebellion and resistance into the overall process of what American governance is supposed to be. I call that containment. It's because it means that you both contain in the sense of include, and you contain in the sense of wall off. I think Colin Powell is a good example of containment, particularly when dealing with racial and ethnic issues. And the Republicans really are quite good at it, and in a lot of ways, they're better than the Democrats. at that particular type of psychological warfare maneuver. The problem with containment is that it carries within itself its own contradiction. It breaks down. It's because people start to see through it.
There, it seems like the DC cops are using containment also. We're listening to some feeds here from where they've actually blocked off 5 or 6 blocks and are just arresting everybody who's in there. It's sort of like a kind of very graphic example of containment.
Yes, that's true. And the one aspect of it is that you don't see the graphics of it. Right. You don't see pictures on CNN or any of the other channels, at least not very many, of this arrest process going on or the filtering process going on, the extent of institutionalized repression. There's another aspect to this that's really worth noting, is that there's a story in the paper just this morning that had to do with the FBI's preparations for this ceremony, this pageant. And in it, they acknowledge that, number one, they have large-scale undercover operations around the country gathering information about people engaged in nonviolent, completely legal political activities whose only crime is disagreeing with George Bush. And second, that they've established relationships with what used to be called red squads in a number of major cities to gather this kind of information. So what you have happening is that there are a number of victories that the struggles of the 1960s, 1970s brought as far as civil liberties that are under very direct attack from the forces of law and order, or the forces of law, anyway, under the pretext of opposing terrorism.
Actually, there's a really good report done by a lawyer in Seattle, John Paul Richmond, which is available on the Independent Media IMC General site. If you go, if anybody wants to find out about that, you can get a copy of that. And apparently there's supposed to be copies of it being distributed at the protest today. But it's a very detailed study of really both Seattle and the D.C. Mm-hmm. April protests of all the various civil liberties that were completely violated by the police and the national security apparatus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, the handling of the demonstrators tends to be the velvet glove around Iron Fist. I mean, the state is capable of extreme violence, the Amadou murder and so forth. That's the Iron Fist. The way that we're handling demonstrators, it's illegal, it's wrong, and it's a violation of people's civil liberties, but they're not killing them.
Yet.
Yet.
Thank you, Chris.